Okay, now politics in Ukraine, where a president-elect is going from the small screen to the world stage. Volodymyr Zelensky, known for playing a school teacher turned president in a hit Ukrainian TV show, recently won by a landslide in the runoff election against incumbent Petro Poroshenko. Zelensky promised to root out corruption, but now that he's set to take office, the big question is how will he govern without any political experience or clear policy? Here to tell us more is Melinda Herring. She's an expert on Ukraine at the Atlantic Council in Washington, D.C. Melinda, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you. And apparently, Ukrainians were not concerned that they elected an actor to be their next president, a political neophyte in every sense except on TV. Is he up for the job?
That's still an open question. So Volodymyr Zelensky crushed incumbent Petro Poroshenko by almost 50 points. It was a huge victory for Zelensky. But it's wrong to say that voters are super enthusiastic about this political neophyte. People were really in a bad mood, and it was a referendum on Petro Poroshenko in his last 5 years in office.
And a referendum on corruption. What will Zelensky do about that?
So Poroshenko's slogan 5 years ago was living in a new way, and he pivoted massively, and he didn't address people's concerns about corruption. Zelensky made fighting corruption a big part of his campaign. We don't know. Again, Zelensky has links to a notorious oligarch named Ihor Kolomoisky, and those links are really opaque, and we're still waiting to see how strong that relationship is, and we're not going to know immediately. We'll know in the next coming weeks based on some of the appointments he makes and some of the decisions that Zelensky makes once he's inaugurated, how strong those links are. But in general, Zelensky has made a lot of good statements, but he's never held office. He's only been a school teacher on TV, and he doesn't seem to have any discernible views. So this is all an open question. He has appointed two people with strong anti-corruption credentials, and they're both very, very strong on economic development and fighting corruption. So those are at least two good signs in his favor.
Okay, so here you have a man taking this tremendous job with very little experience, but he has just huge problems ahead of him. Look, the country is at odds with a superpower, with Russia, over the 2014 annexation of Crimea. I mean, has he staked out a position on that?
On foreign policy, he's very weak, and he doesn't have any experience, and he doesn't seem to have very good advisors. We're all waiting for him to name some advisors that people in the West recognize, but so far, it doesn't look very satisfying. He does stake out a pro-Western orientation, though. His foreign policy is unlikely to be very different than Petro Poroshenko's foreign policy. He's going to support NATO membership. He supports EU membership. He has said some things, though, that are a little troubling. He called for a referendum on NATO, and I'm not exactly sure why he did that, because the country, if you look at the public opinion polling, Ukrainians support NATO membership by a majority, and that changed after the 2014 Euromaidan revolution. 13,000 people have died, and the country has made its decision. It wants to be part of the West, not part of Russia or any kind of Russian sphere of influence. I think it was an attempt, though, to woo voters in the South and the East. But in reality, once he's president, I think public opinion will constrain him.
If I'm Vladimir Putin, I'm licking my chops here. Is Zelensky totally outmatched?
Look, Putin's been in office since 99, and he's experienced, but he's not brilliant. So Zelensky just needs to hold the line. He needs to not fall for Putin's games and gimmicks. Putin is going to try to tempt him over and over again. They're going to try to give him all kinds of offers that he can't refuse. They're already trying now. The Russians have talked about giving Russian passports to people in the Donbass.
One of the disputed territories there.
Yes, yes. Right. In Luhansk, in Donetsk Oblast, the two disputed territories. That's right.
So what are Western countries thinking, like the United States and the rest of Europe, for that matter, who have an interest in keeping Russia at bay?
I think the West sees Zelensky as an opportunity. There's a lot of questions about him, but his instincts seem to be good so far. And Western ambassadors, foreign ministers are already reaching out to him and talking to him and seeing if they can influence his views. You know, it's too soon to say that he's going to get schooled by Putin. I think that that's too pessimistic of a view.
There's one other thing I want to ask you about. Zelensky will be Ukraine's first Jewish president, and if the prime minister keeps his job, Ukraine will be the only country other than Israel to have Jewish heads of state and government. Is that worth noting to you?
That's absolutely worth noting. So even if the prime minister loses his spot in October, there will be overlap, and Ukraine will have a Jewish prime minister and president at the same time this year. Hmm. And Ukraine has had a traumatic 20th century, right? Ukraine is known for pogroms and anti-Semitism, but that is not the way that modern Ukraine works. If you look at the new Pew opinion polling, Ukrainians, of all of Europeans, are most willing to accept Jews as neighbors. And there are no barriers for Jews to go into public life, high positions of business, academia. That's all changed.
Has a large Jewish population.
Ukraine has the third or fourth largest Jewish population in the world.
That's Melinda Herring, an expert on Ukraine at the Atlantic Council. Melinda, very interesting. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Peter. It was my pleasure.